League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John Lance along with Dell here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what an NBA. Dell, I think I was watching the pregame. And I think they might have heard you because I got all kinds of, like a half hour before the game of all this great insight and watching them warm up and play, you know, and shoot and everything. And, boy, I was really excited for a crappy game.
Well, that's what you got.
That's what you got. I was really excited. That was – is this not – I don't know. I guess Dallas got there and that was kind of exciting because, you know, they weren't expected to get there. What were they? What seed were they? 5, 6, whatever.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant to me. I mean, the Rockets were a 6 seed, and they got to a finals, and I think a lot of people
and everybody
was
disappointed in that at the time.
Well, there was no one they were hoping would get there. Right. That was when basketball was just a grinder. No, that's not true because they had won the year before.
Yeah,
no. It was Olajuwon versus Shaq. That's not true. People were excited about it.
Not the rest of the nation. They were just,
well, then who did the rest of the nation want? David Robinson? Come on. There's not anybody then that the
rest of the nation. No, they wanted Michael back is what they wanted.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Had nothing to do with the Rockets.
Yeah, right.
I know is that we were all excited about this series when it started. Said, I'm excited about this series. All three of us said that.
Did we?
Luka was the hot guy coming in, and you had the Celtics, and like we were all excited about it. But unfortunately, the Celtics, the Mavericks blew a lead. I mean, the Mavericks had a chance early to set a tone. They didn't. And then the Celtics just showed, look, our roster's just too deep. At the end of the day, Brad Stevens is a badass. Brad Stevens is a great college coach. He was good in his relatively limited time with the Celtics. He helped to really jumpstart this young team. And he's been great in the front office. Brad Stevens is a really good basketball guy in the front office for the Celtics. Because you look at their team, man, they are loaded.
Didn't he win? He won Executive of the Year, right? Was this this year or last?
I don't know if he won
Executive. He has been Executive of the Year. He's got an Executive of the Year, yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. It just, you know, listen, and they're going to say, well, look at the easy road that the Celtics had. You know, they were 10-2 this postseason without Porzingis, which is one of their best players.
Yeah, so, Tatum and Brown, like, how much more talent do you need in the East?
Well, game one, Porzingis just dominated.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you got Tatum and Brown. Your 1-2 is better than anybody you played, and their 1-2s didn't even play. They had an easy road there. They also would have beaten all those teams. Wouldn't have mattered. Celtics are the best team in the basketball. Yeah, best team won.
Well, yeah, they showed it all season long. They were the best team. And Jaylen Brown got the MVP, and, you know, it was just – all right, so now that I just was reading the story, how the Rockets can now, with the NBA Finals over, the Rockets can now extend their young players. And this story says that the word is out of Houston that they're going to extend both Alperen and Jalen Green.
Okay.
And that'll be very interesting to see both of those guys. Max deals for both?
No. No. That's what's going to be interesting. Extending them is not that crazy because it gives you an exact knowledge. If you did want to deal a player, like let's say Jalen, I don't think they're dealing. You're not going to deal the big. But if they dealt Jalen, you know exactly how much he costs. Like, for any team wanting Jalen Green, he's already under contract. So it's really not that bad a deal. And I'm not sure they're going to trade him in this offseason. I think they may give it one more go and see what's going on and see how they play together. But
would teams value him more if you extend him?
Well,
he's already tied up.
Yeah, he's already tied up to a finite number. So I think they would. Like, I actually don't think that's a bad thing at all for the Rockets.
If it's a max number?
No, max. What well, doesn't matter if a team wants him, they want him. For the Rockets, though, I can't see him getting a max. I just can't see him getting a max number. I guess I can, but how are you going to pay two guys the max and then have Dylan Brooks 3 more years at 20? Like, man, you could do it because you're so cheap. From a rookie salary from all the rookie salary standpoints, but I don't think that's a very smart move. That's not the true value. I'm not a fan of just defaulting to the highest possible number. It's not good business. It limits what you can do. And for some weird reason, there's fans who will they want every player to get paid the most, or most players, or their players, the ones that they choose to back, to get the most money possible. And then they don't realize if you don't give somebody what you value them, you end up going over what you can spend, and you limit all your other moves. Like, it hurts your team. You're not friends with them. You're not roommates with them. You're not teammates, and you're not family. So I don't know why you're in this, why it becomes, for certain people, it's this big cause that they get behind, rallying behind. But really, you should want your team to make the smartest deal possible. And if a guy has earned a max dollar deal, that's awesome. But if they haven't, this idea that you give, we already see it with quarterbacks. The idea that you give somebody the maximum amount of money possible when they haven't earned it is not smart business. And Jalen is not that. And I think right now you can argue about Alpi. You're having to project to get there for either one of them as a max dollar deal. But,
well, who's closer?
Well, I mean, Alperin is a big. Bigs with this kind of talent, scores are a dime a dozen off the wing. Bigs who can score, rebound, and assist are not a dime a dozen. They're hard to find.
All right, what about Jalen Green for Brandon Ingram?
Oh, my God, Brandon Ingram. I would love to have Brandon Ingram, but I thought you were saying Brandon Ayuk at first. I'm like, oh, you're mixing and matching contract fussies. Although Jalen's not fussing about anything. But I don't know. I don't know what I think about that.
He's got 1 year left on his deal, which is a problem. But they can also extend him to $52 million a year.
Oh, well, that's a blessing.
Yeah. Well, but I would rather give it to Brandon Ingram than – listen, Jalen could turn out to be a superstar in this league. But so far – now, he's only 22 years old. You give up on this guy now and he turns into a star – because he's got everything. He just has been so inconsistent. But is that because he's young?
I'm not worried about.
He has got them in such a tough. This organization in such a tough, tough spot.
I'm not worried about who. We never talk about that with any minor league, with any deals where you trade players for better. For better players. We never talk about that in baseball. I just can't do this. What if this guy ends up becoming a star? No one talks about that. They just want to get the guy that's the best guy at the time. And in basketball, you can't worry about what Jalen becomes. I mean, you don't trade a guy based on you hope he doesn't do well.
Well, no, but you do.
No.
You got to project.
Well, that's great, but can you get a guy who fits your team the best? He may not fit the team the best.
Yeah, that is the.
Well, that's the only thing I'm worried about is, does it help us win a championship? Like, I can't be operating based on, man, if he ends up being really good. I mean, that's fine. He could end up being really good, and you can get your right piece for a championship, too. So we have less than a month before the Rockets are out in Las Vegas in Summer League. So basketball, and you got the draft coming up soon. Rockets have the third pick. We watched the Celtics win a title yesterday. It was a long ascension. It's a very interesting vantage point when you take a look at how the Celtics were built, because they were built off the back of young players just like the Rockets have. Jaylen Brown, Tatum, then you had Kyrie, you brought him in, and that actually did more damage than good. And eventually you take a guy like Porzingis, who was a talented player who became a pariah somewhat in New York and felt like he was just kind of soft. Then he went to Dallas, kind of rebuilt the image, and then he was a great fit. Al Horford, great fit. I mean, they just got fits. They got veteran fits. Holiday. I mean, look how many players. Derek White does a terrific job for them. Mm-hmm. He got his teeth. Did you see his teeth?
No.
He went to the ground after a ball and got smashed. His head got smashed on the ground. He chipped and broke like three or four of his front teeth. And just kept playing. No big deal. He just went straight hockey player and just kept playing through it. On the post-game interview, just Google it. On the post-game interview, he was talking and kind of smiling. Everyone was, and it is the most janky-looking thing you've ever seen. It's crackhead teeth is what his teeth look like. And they all got busted up in the game. So his dentist is getting ready to shine.
I turned the game off.
We're burying a lead. Did you start your tournament yesterday?
No, I started today.
Why'd you get up there so early then?
We just did the weekend up here for Father's Day, me and my wife.
Oh, okay. And kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the kids are coming today.
Okay, so you did Father's Day. That's a long run for Father's Day.
Yeah, it was fun, though. It was it was neat. We stayed on the Strip, and now we're at the Golden Nugget downtown, and it is just, it can't be better. I could live here. Are you kidding me? People say, 8 days, what are you doing? I could live here. I could be here every day and never not have. Man, I'm at the Nugget right now. Not only, well, you got the World Series of Poker. Dude, I want to tell you something. I was at the Aria. The Aria Poker Room has 100 tables, 100. And they're full. You got it. There's a waiting list all the time. Not that all 100 are open all the time. But on a Saturday afternoon, there were 100 tables going, and it's a wait list like of an hour to get on a table. There are more poker. Then I went over to sign up for today's tournament over to the Paris and Horseshoe where the World Series of Poker is. There are thousands of poker players there. Then I come here to the Nugget. They've got a room here where they've got tournaments every day, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 5, 6 p.m., where it is just, the place is just packed. I want to tell you, poker, and it makes less. Poker makes less. We're going to have Tony on. But we asked John Chill a couple of weeks ago. Here was the numbers for Las Vegas. The slots dominate, like twice as much. Slots make Vegas twice as much as anything else. And there are literally tens of thousands of poker players in the city right now. It is incredible, incredible all the games that you can find here in Las Vegas right now with poker. It has just blown up, and it's all because of, I think, Greg Raymer started it. Remember with the crazy glasses and
golly, I forgot about him, Raymer and him, Moneymaker.
Yeah, Moneymaker.
To have a guy win a poker tournament named Moneymaker helped.
Yeah.
I mean, the World Series of Poker been around forever and ever, but yeah, the poker craze was.
Well, then it was just pros, though. Those guys turned it into, wow, I can play and I can win, too. And, you know, since then, it's been all just guys.
Yeah, professional poker players don't like those guys because they don't play by the book.
No. You can't bluff anybody because here's the deal. I'm all in. It doesn't matter. And you can get screwed by, you know, a river rat poker coming bros. Up. It's incredible, though. I've never seen anything like
it. So you don't start until tomorrow?
For the World Series of Poker. What doesn't start until tomorrow?
You don't start until tomorrow.
I start today.
Okay.
Right after the show. Yep. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's a grind, though. It's about 13, 14 hours a day or more.
Well, we'll take a look at the Astros series. Astros right now 9 games back when we come back. I do want to get into Rockets and team building because this is on the heels of what the Celtics did. I mean, you see how far the Rockets are away, but you also see there's a pathway. Like, I do see a pathway. It's not completely clear yet, but I do see a track. If you have two different tracks, one is a dead end track, which you can recognize that with the franchise, and then you have one that's open to potentially getting to the highest level. I do think the Rockets have put themselves on that track that they have not closed off their opportunities. I think they're in decent shape. So I want to get into that. I want to talk about the Houston Astros coming up. You're now 9 games back, and you're still not even a .500. You haven't. You, you, You're 5-5 in your last 10. So we'll talk about if this is your great opportunity to finally get to 500 as well. 713 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Time for you to talk a little of tequila.
That's what I figured. I was going to put some tequila in my coffee this morning. I decided not to. I just thought what I call a coffee bomb, I just made that up just now, would be nice with, I was trying to decide what kind of tequila, and then I just decided, you know what, let's just have the coffee, and then we'll do the tequila later. We'll have a nice sipping tequila, just one 2 ounce pour, just like a proper gentleman might do, and that's something that I have that ability because I have three different types of tequilas to choose from, the Reposado, the Añejo, and the Cristalino. Those are the three that I have. Actually, I don't have the Reposado here. The Cristalino, Añejo, and the Silver. And the Silver I like for margaritas and cocktails. The Añejo is a great sipping tequila, tremendous complexity, great flavor profile. And then the Reposado, which I don't have right now, and the Cristalino, which I do have, those are also great sipping tequilas. The Cristalino combines three different tequilas, charcoal filters, and then they age it, and the result is a hint of sweetness on the back end of this tequila that is fantastic. You got to check out Maestro de Bell. If you love tequilas, whether it's in a cocktail or as a sipping tequila, I promise you, Maestro de Bell is going to hit the spot. Wherever fine liquors are sold, if you don't see it, ask for it by name, Maestro de Bell.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The front page of the Houston Chronicle sports section today, very interesting. It's got a picture of Martin Maldonado in the parade, waving to everybody. Time to catch up. The former teammates look forward to seeing revered Maldonado during series with White Sox.
Is this where you hire him to be your new manager?
Is
this where he retires and he becomes the manager?
Is that crazy?
No, it wasn't crazy last year. We just thought maybe a bit year on the bench. And, yeah, I mean, we kind of said, hey, the guy's probably going to be a manager. Look, he's going to be a coach of some sort, yeah. Bench coach. And then becoming a manager to me is a coin flip. The coin is spoken either heads or tails. And he'll become one or the other. He's going to become a manager. He's going to be in baseball. Everything about Martin Maldonado says future manager. Everything.
Yeah.
Jeff likes him. So you got, friendship. Justin, for as long as he plays, maybe another year, maybe a few months. Obviously, he's not going to be manager this year. That's a joke. However, I mean, Joe Espada, I don't know that any of this is his fault, but it ain't looking great. You know, the fans aren't really in love with this, and Joe Espada has been a full-time bench coach. Like, could I see the Astros? Once again, Jeff Bagwell is tight with Jim Crane, and he's tight with Maldi. So, and the organization loved Maldi. Like, I don't think this is crazy that Maldi could eventually find his way to an Astros dugout at some point. I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's the favorite, obviously, but I don't think it's crazy.
Oh, I don't know. I think that of all the guys out there, Martin Maldonado makes about as much sense as anybody.
Yeah, but other teams would want him too, potentially.
Yeah, and here's the deal. The best players don't make the best managers. The crappy players do.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. Right. Always. Oh, a 180 hitting catcher? That's got Major League Manager perfect. Written all over it.
Brad Ausmus,
Bruce Bochy. Go look at that. I mean, that's back when catchers used to hit in the 200s, though.
The Mariners manager. Another catcher.
Yeah. Service.
Scott Service.
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
They're all Astros.
He's a 205.
All
hitter.
These are former Astros catchers.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, you don't think it's a favorite. I think who would be more likely than Martin Maldonado?
It would make great sense. It's just, nailing him down to one team would be hard. But the way that things, Bruce Bochy was a 239 career hitter. That'll That'll get you in a four hole with some teams now.
Well, it absolutely does. So you got Fromber on the mound tonight for our Houston Astros, and hopefully we get the Fromber. Listen, we got to stop pussyfooting around. We gotta sweep this team. This team is so bad. This team is awful. It's the worst team in baseball. Now, the next four worst teams in the American League after the White Sox
are all in
our division. We're one of them. Yeah, absolutely.
And we're not feasting on anybody. That's a problem. Like, the Astros just don't feast. So
no.
You've got well, look at the attendance figures are coming down a little bit too, but you've got you're at the Sox. So you got Fromber, then Hunter. Well, they've got Hunter Brown and Hunter Brown pitching, so.
Well, maybe you know what? The way he pitched last time.
He may go back-to-back games.
Yeah, no. It should be
Valdez.
And Verlander's going to be in there.
No, well, is it going to be Verlander? Because they've got
him. Is he going to wait?
They've got him against the Orioles. They've got a whole spot that's skipped. I'm not sure who they've got.
Yeah, they might have to go with an opener.
Valdez, Brown.
If Verlander's waiting all the way until. Well, Eric Eddie only pitched an inning and a third, so maybe we could throw him. It's not like he's tired right now.
No.
He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be tired. Anyway. Yeah, ESPN's got that. It's all screwed up. I'll find out who's. It's going to be.
It's not going to be Brown after Valdez.
No. No, and we'll get that. It's going to be we'll figure it out. Yeah. Anyway, this is one of those series that you just got to go in there and you got to destroy. That's all. You can't. You're nine back. You got a chance to be. What's the date today? You got a chance to be the 18th. You got a chance to be 500 by the end of this month. You know what? You're going to be 500 by the end of this month.
Sure, John. Boy, yeah. Who cried wolf? We can't do this anymore with you.
No. I'm telling you right here and right now, by the end of this month, they're going to be a 500
team.
You'll
push it back again. They're not going to be 500. How are they going to be 500 if they can't go on a six-game win streak anymore?
They're going to go. Well, they got Baltimore after this, so I'm not predicting a six-game win streak right now, but I'm predicting a three-game win streak right here.
And then 0-3?
Yeah.
And we go into the magic 500? Oh, you mean they'll be playing 500 ball?
No. They will be at 500 by the end of this month, guaranteed.
Well, here's the schedule. You got your three at Chicago, home to Baltimore, two to Colorado, and then three at New York, and that closes out the month.
That's bad on bad. I hear some bad on bad in there.
I hear some bad on good, too.
Well, I hear some bad on good in there.
Yeah. No, listen. The Yankees, they're losing. Everybody's dropping for the Yankees. Now Rizzo's gone.
Well, no, they're playing the Mets. So.
Oh, it's the Mets?
Yeah.
Oh, they're terrible.
Well, I know,
they're
but we are
awful.
Too. Now do that thing where you say we're one of the four worst.
We're one of the five worst. Okay. Right? And actually, if you want to know the truth, we're right there with the Rangers.
You are what your record says you are. Man, yeah. We have been no better than what this record is. It's not like, man, if you just had a couple others go your way. I mean, you're getting beat with a bit. The bullpen's not really. Well, they still pop up. It still flares up like a grill fire.
How?
You still have the Ryan Pressly flare-ups.
And I know it's fun to take shots at the Mets. You want to take a look at the Mets record and see who's
better? No, it's better than the Astros.
And the Mets are on a hot streak since Grimace got involved with the Mets. I don't know what that story is. I'm not diving into it, but I think they won, what, five or six in a row? Yeah, they're at six in a row since Grimace got involved with the Mets.
Yeah, if you don't Grimace
well,
throughout the first
pitch.
Well,
they just beat the Rangers 14-2.
And they beat the Padres before that.
Why Mets fans believe Grimace, the Purple McDonald's character, is saving the season. Can you imagine an old-time baseball writer writing that?
Oh, my God. The purple costume guy is at the McDonald's. Oh, my God.
I wish we had a Grimace. Trust me.
I wish we
got
too.
A Hamburglar.
Well, let that guy who's up there, Mr. Smoky Pants, on that, who tries to get fans involved in the game up on that train full of pumpkins, let him come down and do his thing where he waves his arm up in the air and does the arm to the ear and let him throw out the first pitch. There's no chance he gets it to the plate. Zero. I'll go ahead and lay minus 1,900. No, to the plate. First pitch. You won't play that.
Why do you Why do you have such disdain for that guy?
I don't have disdain for him.
You
he just can't.
Insult him all the time.
I know, and I don't know why. I don't.
What
have,
did he do to you?
I don't.
First, the name's disrespectful.
Well, I named that a long time ago.
Well, you gave him that name when the Astros were disappointing you. That's and
probably
trap.
And they were doing and Drayton thought it was most important
Dog
to have dumb things
park.
Like that than put together a good baseball team. But
so Mr. Smokey Pants is your way of taking
it's my
shots
name.
At
no one else calls him that in the organization. But
well, yeah,
I don't dislike
name.
Him. I don't know what it is. You're
isn't,
right.
Isn't his name Bobby Dynamite?
No, I'm not calling him that. That's a decent nickname.
Yeah,
does he look
name.
Like a Bobby Dynamite?
That's on his Twitter.
I don't care. Look at him. Does he look like a Bobby Dynamite? Bobby Dynamite is a pro wrestler. Bobby Dynamite might be a porn actor. Bobby Dynamite's not that guy.
All I can tell you is Astro Strain guy goes by Bobby Dynamite, and you have called him out of his name for years.
Smokey Pants is better.
Smokey Pants is way better.
Well, because you like insulting him.
And I don't mean to insult him, but... What you're saying does have, you know, if I'm honest about this, it does have, I don't usually say positive things about him.
Well, you've never said anything positive about
him. But I don't think there is anything positive about
him.
He's
just up there getting people excited about baseball.
Learn some new moves. Learn some new moves.
Framber Valdez against Cannon tonight. Hunter Brown against Garrett Crochet. Ooh, wow. That is, we get to see Crochet. That dude is slinging it. And then Brian McKeagert says we don't know against Chris Flexen. So, and Flexen's given us problems in the past. So I'm going to get off that whole
so
week after sweep thing.
You feel a little less confident?
Why? Hunter Brown.
When Crochet and Flexen are coming?
But Crochet is 6-5 with a 3.16. He's got a .90 whip. But, yeah, I mean, he's pretty sporty. He's got to be up there in the league leaders in strikeouts right now with 116.
Yeah.
He's projected to have 257 strikeouts. Holy cats.
He has a whip. He has a whip. So there's a lot of guys. Paul Skeens pitched again yesterday, and he was what's his name? Imamada.
Yeah, I need to quit playing with Paul Skeens' name. You and John Dudell.
What if I said about Paul Skeens?
Paul Skeens can play.
Who said he couldn't play?
That's just been the general sentiment on this show.
Oh, no, it hasn't.
Livy is all Dell. Dell goes right to the Livy.
The only thing I care about Paul Skeens is that he's dating an influencer / gymnast. That's all I care about.
Dating somebody hot. Don't just say,
I didn't say hot.
Dating an influencer.
Well, a lot of baseball players date people that are hot.
Paul Skeens is now 4-0 with a 229. He's got 53 strikeouts right now in 39 and a third innings. Do you think he makes an all-star game?
He should. Who else from Pittsburgh are you going to bring?
Their last four. They've won their last four. I mean, he has, oh, man, his last five games, he's given up one earned run, two. He's given up one, going backwards, 1-0-3-2-1. Six innings, 6 1/3, 5-6-6. Quality starts in four of his last five.
He's filthy.
He is disgusting. I mean, he's going to be the top pitcher in Major League Baseball, at least one of the top two, for sure within 2 years, maybe by next year. I mean, he is a problem, and that mustache is not going anywhere.
Who, you don't think so?
Nah, I think he's. That's been his thing since LSU.
So he comes here July 29th, 30th, and 31st. Dell, figure out if the rotation and whether or not he's going to pitch in Houston.
I mean, you know ESPN – I mean, they screw it up, but you can just look on your schedule and see.
Well, no, they don't go that far because it's too far.
So how am I supposed to figure it out?
Just do some math.
That's what producers do.
No, I got to go through Pittsburgh's schedule and figure out their turn of the rotation in late July?
Yeah.
That's not what producers do.
Probably. I'm going to that. If he's pitching, I'm going to that.
Yeah, I'm going too. If Skeens is throwing, I'm too. I'm going.
And then I'm going to stand up and give him a standing ovation. No, I'm not. Would never do that.
You're not.
I watched that inning where the St. Louis Cardinals fans gave him a standing ovation, and they were tipping their cap to him. You know, showing that they're good baseball fans. I was waiting to see if Skeens would acknowledge them.
He didn't.
Did you think he did? He kind of.
No. He didn't.
I mean, he wiped his forehead. I thought he was maybe going to go to the hat tip, but he didn't do it. So he didn't. I was thinking, is that considered bad form to acknowledge? Is this one of these weird baseball things where, like, he'll piss off his own fans?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't, a lot of guys don't even acknowledge the home fans when they're coming off.
These guys do entire choreographed TikTok dances now after home runs. I don't think they care anything about it.
No,
the baseball rules are mostly dead.
Well, what would Craig Biggio say about it? That's all I care.
Doesn't matter because Craig Biggio's been out of the game. Craig Biggio would not like today's baseball.
No, not with Jose Siri and Craig Biggio.
Have you seen how soft guys go into double plays now? They bail out about, you know, they won't, they'll never take you out on a double
play. Well, it's against the rules now.
Yeah, but you can go in there. You can get a full slide into the bag.
Yeah, but you ain't doing that.
I know you're not doing it. You could. You could make it uncomfortable at the turn without, you know, coming in spikes. I'm not asking you to be Hal McCray, but you could come in and go aggressively in a second. That's not illegal.
Lance, they won't even let Monica McNutt on in the studio anymore.
Nah.
She's at home. She's been, well, she said she called Stephen A. out.
I haven't seen her on First Take since then.
Since then, she has not been.
I just pray for her right now.
Who would know who Monica McNutt was?
Hey, what are we going to do now that Stephen A. Smith doesn't have a walk-in because the NBA finals are over?
I don't know.
He doesn't have walk-in with a suit and a camera following him?
Maybe he'll walk into the studio on his show.
Will he take vacation time now? Yeah. Is he going to be seen day after day?
I talked to a friend of mine who's at ESPN right now. What's the deal around there? Are you, you know, it's kind of compartmentalized. So it doesn't, just because I'm in NFL media doesn't mean I have anything to do with NFL, like certain elements of NFL network at all. And so I said, do you have any? He goes, it's famous in the buildings, I should say. He said, it's famous. Stephen A. Smith is like, He compared it to Susan Lucci, and that's old school. You got to go way back to, you know, she's kind of a diva, soap opera actress. But he said that Stephen A., it's well known that Stephen A. is just a mega diva right now, and that people do walk on eggshells because they know that, you know, he will make sure he has his say. If there's somebody he's not a big fan of, like Max Kellerman.
Cut it there, and we got to break it. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. I got to talk about Chastang Ford right now. I got to talk about my people over at Chastang Ford. I love the Patrick and Joe, just the nicest people. I never met their dad, but they've been doing this for 83 years, so the Chastang name has been in this city for that long. And they just started advertising with here, doing this, and they were the biggest kept secret. The biggest kept secret that was the commercial – a Ford commercial leader in this city. How crazy is that? Everybody in the commercial world knew about Chastang Ford. And what if you've got a business, what is it all about? The bottom line, I want the best price for my vehicle. I want to customize exactly how I want it. I want to make sure, and really customized, I mean, to exact specifications for my business. And then I want the best deal, and then I want the service, right? How about service where they will come to your business? If you have a fleet of vehicles and you're breaking down, they will come to you and they will fix them. They've got the mobile car fixing thing, and it's excellent. Listen, you're looking for a vehicle. They're doing this not only on the commercial side, but they're doing this on the residential side as well. They're doing it in that you are always going to get that vehicle at the best price you possibly can. You're going to get the best service you possibly can, and you're going to get it the way that you want that vehicle. That's what they've been doing for over 80 years in the city of Houston, and they'll do that for you as well. Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, ChastangFord.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Our second-place Astros playing tonight in Chicago. The Rangers lost again last night. Do you think they're as frustrated as we are up in Texas? They just won the World Series last year, and they're 33-39.
Yeah,
or...
They probably are. I had Nicole's cousin came and stayed with us, and first thing he said when he was in our was in the house while we were drinking tequila was, "Man, our baseball teams suck." Yeah, yours ain't going so great either. At least the Sting is. But then, you know, it's not even that. The Astros would follow up wins with good seasons. That's got to suck for the Rangers to come out of nowhere and have a World Series, and now they're back to stink.
Yeah, I mean, they just, well,
now you
see,
gotta
I
live,
think,
you got, you're living in the afterglow of the winning of the World Series.
I guess so.
I mean, you have a bad year. You can always comfort yourself with YouTube highlights of winning the World Series. They're going to be fine. This year might suck, but you know what? It's the winner malaise. And the Rangers don't know how to deal with success. What does that city know about success?
Nothing.
Right. I mean, they got the crap. Look, at they got the crap beat out of them by Boston. But they did win last year. And listen, it was just, wow, we won. That's great. We have a sustained winning here that we're just like, what the hell is going on here? They're probably like, we're back to being Rangers again. You know, I mean, they don't know what it is. They don't know what winning is all about all the time like we do. They got that was an aberration last year. They suck. They just suck. That's all there is to it.
I don't even think about them, honestly.
No.
Like, I don't think about anything other than my team. That's really, I don't think about any other teams at all. All I care about is just, can they just start playing better baseball? I already know the pitching stuff has made it basically impossible to win at the highest level this year. So, I've like turned my attention to other things, and we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm worried about my team trying to sustain. I'm worried about my team not being gutted. I don't care about those guys. I mean, I like that you have a player who gained Sammy Sosa type muscle mass during his career and hit a bunch of home runs last year. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
You look like, you know, Ben Johnson. And that's not, you know, I'm not making any allegations. I'm just saying body type wise.
What are you saying?
What are you saying exactly?
Body type wise, he looks like kind of a Ben Johnson-y type of guy. His body type, muscular.
What do we know about Ben Johnson?
Well, I mean, it was a sprinter.
No, but what do we know about his...
Canadian sprinter who got a lot better.
Did he get investigated for something?
I mean, now that you mention it...
There might have been.
I see what you're saying here, Dell, and if you're accusing him of that, that's fine.
I'm not accusing anyone.
I'm asking
why you're comparing him specifically to Ben Johnson.
Well, he reminds me also of Sammy Sosa a little bit.
Another guy? Why?
Yeah, I mean, Sammy did cork his bat, sure.
Is Garcia?
And Sammy became white.
Is Garcia going to turn into a Pepto-Bismol-like figure at some point?
If you do steroids, do you turn white?
Whoa. Who said anything about that, John?
Well, did Sammy Sosa turn white?
I think he corked his bat.
White would be kind. He ain't even white. I don't know what color that is.
He's translucent. He is. Sammy is.
Sammy looks like from a scene of white girls. White chicks, right? The Wayans brothers, white chicks. That's what Sammy Sosa looked like.
Is he
still there or did he go back?
I'm looking at the original. He's got a pink hat on, a pink shirt, and the skin tone's very
pink. No, that one's terrible.
That's awful. He looks less like that than he looks more brownish now. But he's still not the Sammy Sosa we remember.
He looks more brownish.
As far as skin tone, since we're having this discussion, he doesn't look like that anymore, the original Pepto-Bismol color, but he ain't the Sammy Sosa we remember.
Why do you do that? Like, I don't know what happened. What's the point?
I don't know what happened.
It looks terrible.
Do steroids turn you white?
I wouldn't know if they're using steroids. I wasn't saying that.
I'm going to start using them and see if I get white.
Garcia just looks like...
You're going to start using steroids now?
I'm going to start using steroids now.
For what?
Oh, you don't think Bryson DeChambeau hits it long?
Oh, my God.
Are you accusing Bryson?
I would have last year. He actually slimmed down this year. Last year, there was no doubt in my mind.
He's not as muscular.
Something funny was going on.
Well, probably because you can't bring steroids.
Is there something funny about lifting weights and working hard?
Well, actually, in my mind still... I feel like, Saudi Arabia, it's not – they still live here in this country. Just because you play and live doesn't mean you live in a different country.
Well, you're just one or two tournaments there.
Yeah, you just still have kind of like a golf witness protection. where people right. don't know where you are, can't find
all
you.
All of their most of the tournaments are here. Actually.
Yeah, I know. I know.
right.
I wish they had to go live in Saudi Arabia. What percentage of the golfers, if they had to go live in Saudi Arabia and play there in 176 degree heat, like, I bet you only about five guys would have gone.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right, let's get Keith in here. He's waiting. He wants to talk a little bit about the final. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys. NBA Finals is over. Al Horford wins a title after 17 years in the league. He was the longest active player without a title in playoff games. Guess who's next up on that list with the most playoff games of an active player without a title?
J-Mo.
His name is James Harden. Will he win a title is my question.
No.
The answer is no. How about Jason Tatum was really praising that James Harden should have won a second MVP? How it got to James Harden with Jason Tatum last, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why that came up. I think it came up on Monday.
Oh, did it come up Monday?
Yeah, I don't think he said it yesterday. He was too busy winning a title. But I think it was something – it made the rounds yesterday. Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from, why it was a topic of discussion. But, yeah, he was all in on saying James is owed another MVP.
Oh, at a minimum. Yeah, he should have won. Yeah, that second one, second in a row instead of Giannis winning it.
I thought James should have won too. What? And? Yeah. Great. Congrats on your individual award.
Yeah. It meant a lot to Daryl Morey.
When the biggest pots, I know, I was like, that's all the Rockets seemed to care about was if James could win MVP. They put all their energy on that. When the biggest pots were on the table, the guy folded cards, and that's it. He wasn't.
That was
it. That's how I remember him. Great scorer, great individual talent, guy who really helped the Rockets. And frankly, he helped the Rockets to a fun time of basketball. I know some people don't look at it that way, but I'm just, you know, when you're always playing deeper in the playoffs or you're moving forward, I liked Rocket teams before that couldn't even get to the second round. So
there were times that he amazed me that it was like, wow, how is he doing this? And you know, his ability to score, one of the great scorers in the history of the game. But it just was so boring. And it turned out to be, you know, we know how he's going to play. Did you see the stat about Luka in an elimination game? Dude is like the best scorer ever. He's better than LeBron and Michael.
Yeah,
elimination games.
That's why
he's
not.
James is the exact opposite.
It's not the exact as James. Like, there's some. I get some of the similarities. Don't play defense. Yeah. 1-4 sets a lot. They have to hyper hold the ball. That gets real sticky. But the difference is his performances in big games are substantially different than James in elimination games. But, you know, yeah, James is. When it goes down in history, James has a very, very interesting landing spot in the history of basketball. He'll be known as one of these great all-time scorers and a great talent, but he's not buddy-buddy with players around the league. He's not going to – like, who do you – if you think of Tatum, you'll think of Brown, you know, right now. If you think of – just name any great player. If you think – LeBron is a standalone player, obviously, but you have different thoughts about players. With James, it's real simple. You don't think of James and any other player as a combination on the court because James kept cycling through those guys. When you think of James, you'll think of Beard. You'll think about tremendous scorer, and then you'll think about inability to play well and, in fact, have some terrible games, some historically memorable games
awful.
When he got eliminated.
Awful.
The San Antonio game, the 10-turnover game against the Warriors. When you say elimination James, I mean, it's a real thing.
0-27.
Yeah, and he's not going to the inability to lift his team up and carry them past one of those last couple games without Chris Paul is really going to stick. I mean, the Rockets would have been favorites to win an NBA title that year had they gotten through even without Chris Paul, and unfortunately it didn't happen. But yeah, James's career, I mean, to win a title for James, and did you see where our boy Jeff Van Gundy is headed?
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll do that and a lot more. Don't you go anywhere. Right now, I'm talking about Bull shirts. I'm talking about bull-shirts.com, bull-shirts.com. Whatever it is that you need. I mean, these guys have been around for 40 years. Joe, Buffalo Timmy, and just a great group of guys that have been doing this and doing this in this city right forever. You're going to get a great – it's one-stop shopping because you can buy the T-shirts right there, and then you embroider or you silk screen them, whatever you're going to do with them. You put your logos on there. You want your koozies. You want cups. You want what you want the table tents, whatever it is that you're looking for, the hats. Everything that you could possibly need, trophies for whatever league that you're having, whatever golf tournament that you're going to have or whatever, they can do those as well. I mean, it is just the best place for you to get your – if you've got a team and you need uniforms, there, this is the place to go. They're the biggest. They're the best. They've been doing it forever, 40 years. Great guys. We love them. You will love them too. If you're looking for the best way to get whatever it is to promote your business or whatnot, Bull-Shirts.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Luka under 25% from three. In the finals. Kyrie, 27%. They just fell apart. They just lost it. They had to have those guys play their best, and they just did. Jeff Van Gundy headed to the Clippers to be with Ty Lue and James Harden. James is still on that team, am I right, or no?
Yeah.
James is still on that team because he moves teams every 3 weeks.
James, I don't believe is a...
Isn't he a free agent?
Is he?
Because wasn't the whole deal with him with the Sixers was...
It's a two-year deal, yeah.
So I believe he's a free agent, so he's not guaranteed to be on that team.
Oh, well, good for Jeff then.
Well, I mean, the Clippers...
I don't see... Do you see Jeff Van Gundy coaching James Harden?
Well, it's not... Well, if he's taking that job, there's a possibility he will be coaching.
But he's... You know what? Yeah, I can actually, because Jeff always respects guys with good basketball IQ. I think James is actually a pretty smart basketball player.
Oh, yeah. But he also likes defensive effort.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yep. But, you know, he's not the head coach either.
No, but you still got to watch that.
Well, I don't know that it matters because James is in a precarious spot. You are right. His contract is up. He's an unrestricted free agent. Celtics could bring him back. I mean, Sixers could bring him back and just try to stay old, I guess.
The Sixers, you mean the Clippers?
I mean, Clippers could just stay old, I guess.
They're going into their new building. Paul George is probably going to opt out of his final year. They've given Kawhi an extension, so they have two big names that have decisions to make, and they can start that negotiation process right now. So we may find out relatively quickly what moves they want to make. I don't know where James is going to make. I don't know if he still thinks he's a 35 million a year player. I don't know if he's going to make that on the open market. He might. His best shot to make that money is to stay with the Clippers since they have his bird rights.
Yeah, so, and it's from L.A. He's from L.A. They're in L.A. James might just be comfortable at this stage being there. I mean, he can keep chasing rings if he wants, but I don't know a team who needs a ring like Al Horford, Drew Holiday. Those are guys who – those are veterans you want. James is still at a different level where if you bring him in, he's going to be expected, unless he's with two other absolute stars. And who are you bringing James in with? The Suns? You're going to try to get rid of Bradley Beal? You're going to try to, like, what are you, the Suns have, the Suns were stupid. The Suns made desperate moves. They made moves to try to be all in, and now they are, and now they're in trouble. The Suns are.
Wait a minute. So you're looking for a team that James, when did James become a guy that is going to put you over the top?
No, James is trying to look for a place to go play.
I know. And if I'm a GM, if I'm the Clippers, I've seen that act. If you're the GM
of any NBA team, you're not signing James.
No, you're right. I got a little
James,
bit of
a bias you don't there. Like James. Personally.
No, I don't like James. I don't like his style of you play. That, I don't like you, anything about
Do you think
I don't
that,
like any, anything about that
Do you think that hurts
your
analysis of James that you don't like him personally?
It's not it. I don't like what he brings to the team.
No, I mean, I don't either. Do you think it's hurt you over the years and being like fair that James is a really good, has been a really good basketball player? Like, you're down on the Rockets years where they were actually had their best years.
No, their best years were in the 90s.
Well, I'm saying regular season. Well, best years, they had two really good years in the 90s.
Yeah. And they had
Olajuwon, who was
more than that.
But they had not really.
John Stockton shot. Yeah.
Not really. That wasn't honestly that ball with Charles and that season was okay.
No, that was really good.
A 1 year deal with Charles. It was untenable the next year.
They were old guys.
It was an old team.
They were good before that. They weren't great. They didn't win championships, but they were good before that.
They're all right.
Yeah. So I mean, listen. I just don't like anything.
The difference is Dream was a beloved member of the community, and James is not Dream.
You guys really take a harsh view on a man who just wants to shop. If you leave that man alone, let him shop, maybe your opinions of him would change.
Well, I mean, somebody did get beat up over a basketball.
Watch your mouth.
I'm just saying. Somebody got beat up over a basketball
Watch
camp.
Your mouth.
Okay.
Allegedly got beat up over a basketball camp.
No, he for sure got beat
no,
up.
He got beat up.
Allegedly,
no,
James was involved.
I'm not saying he didn't get beat up. I'm saying allegedly it was over a basketball camp.
Allegedly, yeah. Allegedly, James was involved, but there's no proof. And so,
isn't there?
You guys,
I don't know who would take. I honestly don't know. I just want to make sure the Rockets are not involved. I just want to make sure no one's like, maybe if we brought James in. No.
They already have a $40 million point guard. They're not going to pay another guy $30-something million to be backup point guard.
I honestly, without taking a really subservient role, it's just, I don't know how you, I don't know who covets James at the price he would want. Could James help your basketball team? Yeah, I think he could help a basketball team. Does he get you over? Is he the missing piece? Probably not.
I think
not.
James Harden would be, just judging by the way he approached the Clippers thing, I think he would be fine being a
Lakers. I think he could play for the Lakers.
An actual point guard. He doesn't want to be leaned on to carry a team. He doesn't want to be a 25 point per game score. You just want him to, if you ask him to distribute to other scorers, I think he would welcome it because he welcomed it with the Clippers. It just didn't work out because the Clippers are a mess. But what team can bring him in and be in a situation where they can just have him do that?
Easy. Cavs.
They have Garland and they're probably going to bring Mitchell back. They can't bring in James too.
Cavs.
Seems like a bad spot.
Knicks.
Yeah, no.
Get James in New York with the New York fans.
What's the strip club situation like in Cleveland?
I don't know.
Every city has a strip club.
Yeah, but some are better than others. Okay, James knows. James knows where he's going.
Yeah, James has his ideas.
James knows. 713-780. Let's catch up on breaks here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, whoever wants to get in here. Lance, you got to talk a little underdog.
Well, Underdog Fantasy, yesterday I told you guys go higher on Paul Skeens' strikeouts, and that was a winner for you. Also higher if you wanted to take a shot with a big scorcher on Luka Doncic's triple-double. That's where you came up a little bit short. But I can tell you this much. Underdog Fantasy makes it so much fun to play along with the games. And baseball, they've got baseball players. They've got Astros. You'll have 1.5 total bases for Altuve today, higher or lower. There'll be 0.5 hits for like Jeremy Pena, things like that. Strikeout numbers, you'll have that as well for Fromber. How many total batters does he face? You're going to go higher or lower. You have to pick between 2 and 5 players, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you've got a chance to win multipliers of however much you play. So you can make it, a $10 play, just something to watch and have fun with where you combine Major League Baseball. I'm just giving you an example today. You can do Euro Soccer and Major League Baseball, and you are having fun. You're watching your games, and you're playing along, which makes it so much more fun. You can win up to 100 times your original play. And it's a way to just have fun when you're watching your games, and you have a chance to make real money. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, and you must be 18 or older to participate. But fantasy football's right around the corner. You've got a chance right now to already put together fantasy football teams and drafts for their big season-long daily fantasy season-long challenge. So make sure you go to Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. They're going to give you a special pick in your lobby on the Pick'em, and it's basically going to be an easy winner for you, but you must use promo code Lance. And you must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.